the culture brand continuum is about saying that marketing is essentially about the customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding what the customer needs and addressing that need as well as it can possibly be addressed, and finding that element that is unique to you, and then delivering on it. You can't deliver on it if you don't have a culture that supports that delivery. And in the article I talk about the Myer example, that Myer is today what it was 50 years ago, a business that allows people to walk in with their credit card and use it, rather than a business that tries to develop relationships with its customer. No matter what it says in its advertising, when you get into a Myer store, you don't feel important.
You just feel this
is a transaction that may or may not occur. You don't walk out and feel like, I want to go back in there, because they've developed the concept in their heads. They think that's what the world wants. They've delivered that concept to the world, and they haven't evolved. They haven't changed. They might have changed the product a bit, but the way they go about things have changed a lot. In that same environment, you've got an organisation like Apple, where you walk into the store, there's no counter, so there's no focal point. There's no till. They do the transaction on a handheld device. They have the Apple paradox, which is they never ask for your business. They never ask, do you want to buy this? You'll never hear somebody in an Apple shop say, do you want to buy this? Because their brand is built around this idea that we have such good products that if we explain them to you and present them to you, then you will want to buy them. And that's why the whole of an Apple shop is set up. It's an environment where people want to be. That's why when you walk past an Apple shop, it's absolutely full of people. They're in there. They want to be there and they want to look at the product. And everybody will provide you with as much information as you want, let you engage with that product, and they know that eventually you're going to say, I want to buy that.
Well, having been into an Apple store just recently, you are greeted at the door to start off with.
Yeah.
And someone will be with you shortly. When they bring someone to attend to whatever it is that you need, you're introduced by name.
Exactly right. Exactly.
It's about relationship.
So we go to those six factors that every human being wants, you know, certainty, variety, significance, connection, contribution and growth. Apple are very good at the significance and the connection. They connect with you as soon as you walk into the store, and that's part of their brand. And they build a community and you become part of the Apple community. But once people buy Apple products, they become Apple buyers. You know, you're either an Apple or you're an Android. Most people don't use both. I mean, some people do. But
self-confessed Apple buyer.
That's right. So they build this community around people who just love Apple and love to share Apple stories and will always buy Apple product. It is a phenomenal concept.
Well, if I think about it, I have an iPhone, a MacBook, an iPad. You know, I'm the type of consumer that you're talking about.
That's right.
And there's certainly that aspect of community. If you go in there in the morning, they have people learning to use their appliances all together, engaging, talking.
Absolutely.
So, yes, really
it's a community.
It's a
sense of community. You compare that to going into a Telstra shop, which is perhaps the most direct comparison. You know, two technology businesses. Telstra seem to have modelled their shops on an Apple shop. It's chalk and cheese. You go into Apple and they take a number and they process you fairly quickly. You go into Telstra and try to buy a new mobile phone, you'll be there an hour. at least. And they will struggle to find your account on their system and all of these other problems will occur. And they want to see you. And they want to see you coming back.
Again and again.
And you do come back. You become part of that community. You become dedicated. Telstra may want to see you come back, but it's certainly not evident from the experience that they provide.